I'm standing outside a Sprouts Market here in Greeley, Colorado. People are walking out with carts and groceries, and some of that food sports a little seal for USDA organic. And more shoppers are looking for that logo. Organic food sales jumped to $35 billion in 2013. But what are people seeing when they see that logo?
It just means that it's not grown with pesticides or any sort of hormone ever.
And I know it's misleading, and it doesn't mean there's no pesticides or no preservatives.
That it doesn't have pesticides or, I don't know. Is that right?
Ask a shopper what the organic seal is meant to convey, and you're bound to get an array of answers.
There's lots of confusion in the marketplace about what exactly organic means.
Missy Hughes is board president of the Organic Trade Association, the nation's most influential organic group. To clear up confusion, the OTA wants to borrow an idea used for decades by their conventional counterparts. It wants to set up an industry-wide fund for marketing and research called a checkoff.
There is a lot of controversy around checkoffs, and the way that they've been constructed in the past has really resulted in this lack of transparency, concerns about corruption, and concerns that they're not really meeting the needs of the farmers.
Here's how a checkoff works. Each farmer pays a small amount into a fund. It could be a penny on a bushel of wheat or a dollar per cow. Pool that money together, and you have millions to pay for research on new crops and beginning farmer education. And you can develop splashy promotional campaigns, like...
Got milk.
And...
Pork. The other white meat.
An organic checkoff could bring a catchy tagline to the country's more than 18,000 certified organic producers. Think organic.
It's what's for dinner.
But some farmers say promotion unfairly benefits big companies. Some groups have already said they'll fight the organic checkoff, tooth and nail.
There's always this debate about scale in organic agriculture, and I believe that that's entirely the wrong debate.
That's Dave Carter, a former member of the group that creates the standards for organic agriculture. There's a schism between billion-dollar organic companies and small local farmers who, if they make a certain amount of money, would be forced to pay into the fund. Some worry about big organic, with a capital B.
You know, that's the challenge, is organic is such a rich, broad message that that's where we're kind of losing the debate right now, is it encompasses so many things.
It'll be a little muddy out here, but we can...
Jason Condon and his wife Natalie grow certified organic vegetables in Lafayette, Colorado, near Denver. Farmers would be the biggest group paying into the proposed checkoff. And farmers of mid-size operations like Condon's Isabel Farm have been the toughest sell.
It sounds kind of bad, and I hate to say it this way, but it's not my job to make sure that there's organic across the country.
The farm pulls in close to $1 million in annual revenue. But like most farmers, Condon's margins are still tight. If the checkoff becomes reality, he could be required to pay upwards of $1,000 a year. He prefers marketing to his neighbors, nearby restaurants and grocery stores.
This checkoff thing just feels very contrary to that. It's sort of, no, you're not doing it good enough. Let's take your money and give it to some high-paid Washington folks that can really do some good.
Advocates are still trying to convince farmers like Condon that the checkoff is a good idea. Eventually, more than two-thirds of organic producers would have to vote in favor for it to go into effect. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.